For my oral presentation, I decided to do an audio podcast about my book. The name of my novel is The 100-Foot Journey, written by Richard C. Moraes, and the story takes place in West Bombay, India, also known as Mumbai. The 100-Foot Journey takes us through three generations of food, love, and obsession, as told by Hasan Haji, the narrator, and main character of the novel. We, as readers, get to experience life behind the kitchen doors on three different continents, the competition, the burning pots and pans, and most importantly, the passion that makes it all happen. The tone in the story is very optimistic. So for my final project, I decided to make a webpage about the book so you could get more of a visual and more depth into the book. So on my blog, there's a blog post underneath Creative Project, and if you click on that, then you will be able to click on a link that will send you directly to the webpage that I had created. The webpage includes four components, so four different tabs, the first one being the 100-foot journey, which is an overall page about my books and also some fun facts, the second one being plot, the third one being characters, and the fourth one being theme. So on the first page, on the upper left-hand corner, there is some facts about my book. So my book was turned into a major motion picture, which was starring Helen Mirren, and it was made by DreamWorks Studios and Participant Media, and it was turned into a great movie. The 100-Foot Journey is an international bestseller that has sold in 30 markets worldwide, and it was rated 4 out of 5 stars on Amazon. So it's pretty amazing, and in the top right-hand corner, there's a picture of my book cover, so that's what the book looked like. If you scroll down a little bit, there's two boxes, the one on the left being plot and one on the right being characters, and they both, underneath them, have the definition of the literary term that it is, and underneath that, there is a little more highlighted in yellow, and if you could click on that, then it will take you directly to the next page of that and give you some more information. If you scroll down to the very bottom, there is a Facebook logo, and if you click on that, then it will take you directly to the Facebook page of the author, and you can get some more information on some other books that he has read as well. So when you click on plot, there is some visual pictures in the background to give you a little bit more understanding. And the plot is a lot to take in always. But I broke it up so I give you the main events that happened in the beginning, middle, and end of the book. So it tells you how he was born in West Bombay, and he introduces the story by telling the past of his grandparents. After that, there was a tragic incident. His mother was killed, so they were forced to move and have a fresh start so they could leave all that bad memories behind. And from there, they just moved on with their life, and there's a lot of ups and downs that happened, but they seemed to all happen for a reason. So you can read some more about that. On the next one, there was a collage of pictures for characters, so you can see what they're supposed to look like. And there's three main characters that I focused on in this book. The first one being Hasan Haji, which is the main character. The second one being Abbas Haji, which is his father, as well known as Papa. And the third one being Madame Gertrude Mallory, which is the neighbor that was across from them when they moved to the French Alps. So you can read a bit more about them. And in each of their descriptions, I gave you information on their purpose in the book, how they relate to the main events that happened in the book, and also how they change over time. So those are the most important things that happen with the characters. So on the fourth page of theme, there was three main themes that I focused on that I felt that were most important and relatable. And the first one being cooking, the second one being family, and the third one being admiration. So underneath each of those titles, at the bottom, is a description of how they relate to the book. And cooking is basically the heart and soul of this novel. Food is what brings the family together and what drives him from working in his tiny family restaurant in the Alps to eventually owning his own restaurant in Paris, France, which is pretty amazing for him. And the second one, family. Family is a huge priority in this book. He lives with them his whole life, Hasan. And he's very lucky to have such a supportive and loving family, but that's also part of his cultural values. And the third one being admiration. Hassan has many heroes throughout his life, and two of the three main ones being Papa, Mama, and Madame Mallory were our main characters. So we are lucky enough to find out a bunch of information about their life as well and how they affect him. So that's pretty much all about my book. And overall, it was a really good book. There's some challenging components in it, so it gives you a lot to think about. And I hope you learned everything that you wanted to know about my book. It's very inspiring and overall a great book, so I suggest you give it a read.